This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
See if we can tune things up here. No more sounds of silence. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, when she can get herself connected, that's fine. Victoria Keelan is connected. And we're here to point out that the things that are going on in the world are important. All things. We all have different measures of what's important, but I think pretty much we agree on most of the bigger things, the things that are trending, the things that stand out. And I think perhaps the Supreme Court decision yesterday, Victoria, I'm not sure I really understand what they decided unanimously. States punishing members of the Electoral College. So that means that if I think, you can translate this from me, if there is somebody who is a member of the congressional district or a senatorial district that doesn't vote the way the majority of the voters have voted in that state, they can be punished, whatever that means. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. They get shot, they get sent to jail,
yes,
they get fined.
Firing squad.
Firing squad, yes.
Okay. Right.
Yes,
yeah. And all nine Supremes agreed that a firing squad was the way to go.
Pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah.
They did. But there were some interesting examples. In Washington, for example, the voters there, or somebody voted for Colin Powell rather than Hillary Clinton. One voted for somebody that, you know, was a protester. There are those examples, and there are others to be sure. So you have to go with the majority of people in your state. I don't know, was there an example of that when Trump was elected 4 years ago? I'm trying to remember whether there was or there wasn't. At any rate.
Well, I don't know about Trump, no. I think it just was on the Democratic side.
Does this mean that we are closer to having one person,
although actually, no,
one vote?
No, I'm wrong. There was another example where someone from the Electoral College put the vote in for John Kasich in that state instead of Trump.
Uh-huh.
So, and I think that person was forced to step down, and then they replaced that person. This is all convention stuff, which is interesting timing that the Supreme Court got this, because they're really behind on their cases, so they got this in time for the
convention,
you know, November election. Yeah.
So it's not the voters, it's just the conventions?
Well, no, after the states, well, what did you get out of it? Because I got out of it that as the states are, the results come in, that the whoever the person from the Electoral College is per state at the convention has to go along and say who their state is giving the electoral votes to.
Right. It's not a, but when you say the convention, this is more the final election. I wasn't sure what you meant when you said the convention. The convention.
Well, I think, but the electors, this is not the popular vote, right? This is how at the convention and the final election results.
Well, the convention is not run by the government. The convention is run by the parties. So I don't see how this has any impact.
Right, so how could they, but then how can they, I mean, obviously we don't know all the details of this, but how can they, either way, don't they have to, the Supreme Court is making the decision that either party has to toe the line on this.
What I got out of it was that presidential electors, that is the members of Congress and the members of the people in Washington, you know, the people where there isn't any representation really, but those people get to vote, like Holmes in Washington, etc. All the electors have to act as their states require, which in most of the nation means voting for the candidate who won the popular vote in their state. Maine and Nebraska presidential electors are guided by the votes of congressional districts, which I think is even more fair, and that ought to be the law of the land. I didn't see how this.
You could be right.
Not the convention. I didn't get that this was the convention.
But how would that be a public vote? So wait, I'm confused. So you're saying that the representatives of those districts have to vote the way that the people did?
Yes.
How would anyone know? Because that's a private vote, isn't it?
No. Why, in the election in November? It's not a private vote. How is it a private vote? All the
no, I mean the individual people. The individual people. You know, Phil, I'm sorry, I'm so distracted. I'm having some tech issues on my end. Phil, I'm hearing myself back, and I can't really hear Doug, and this is getting...
All right.
Can we fix that?
So we'll fix that by doing a nice commercial, and then we'll see if we can dismount, regroup, and attack for the rear, and then maybe we'll figure out... I didn't take this to mean anything that had anything to do with the conventions, because that's not what ends up being... what they do there is not the same as what we do in November. But we'll figure it out as we move into the next zone, which is your brighter, whiter smile. I have in front of me, whoops, hold on a second, I just dropped it, but I'll pick it up again. The swabs that come from Power Swabs are in tubes, and they're described as the whitener. This is an all-natural item here. They put it in tubes, and then you take the Q-tip, which is in the tube, and you just use it to whiten it. You go over your teeth, the uppers, get a swab, and the lowers, and it tastes good. Poop, by the way. The lowers, get a swab. There you go. I got my lowers all done. Fascinating radio, isn't it? Well, but I want to show you. There it is. I'm done. I have just done all of my uppers and lowers, and it doesn't make any difference whether your caps or veneers are there. I got some false teeth in the front from when I lost them as a kid. They are whitening and brightening as I speak, and in 5 minutes I'll have a couple of shades whiter, and you can do the same thing whether you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, red wine drinker, whatever, certain foods, blueberries, stain your teeth, that kind of stuff. And if you've tried using whitening strips, oof, mess. And if you're using that toothpaste that says, we can whiten your tooth, yeah, they can. And it has great results on the whitening, but also eats away at your enamel, so you're more susceptible. They won't tell you more susceptible to tooth decay. This product, Power Swabs, has a satisfaction guarantee attached to it. Every single tube will do this, and you can try. They're not going to keep sending you product. It's a one-time deal. If you go to powerswabs.com, you'll see that the manufacturer's suggested retail price is $99.85. Take 40% off of that immediately because of the DJV10 code. That brings it down to $59.90. Then, because DJV10 means take $10 more off, you're at $49.90. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. You get 7 of the swabs in a box. You get the stain-out quick stick. This is really a fabulous offer, and it's a fabulous way for you to get your teeth whitened. A 7-day intensive teeth whitening kit is also part of this thing. It's just the smartest thing to do because it's all natural. Take my word for it, or try it yourself, and if you don't like it, you get your money back. Maybe you don't have to take my word for it, or Jennifer or Victoria. We've all been doing this. We have a great white smile, collectively and individually. Power Swabs removes those stains, so go to powerswabs.com, make your teeth look like you'd like them to look. Use the code DJV10 in order to get the bargain that I just described. Powerswabs.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 60 and a half the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Jennifer's here. Well, no. Well, she's kind of here, but we can't hear her. Victoria's kind of here, and we think we can hear her. All right. Are you straightened out now? Are you okay?
I think it's okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back on this thing. The Supreme Court, for those of you who just joined us, says that states can punish Electoral College voters in the final election. This has not got anything to do that I can see. This is about the popular vote at election time. This was dealt with back in 1952 when the Supreme Court at that time said states do not violate the Constitution when they require electors to pledge they'll abide by the results of the popular vote. So it was the same thing, but they never enforced. The Justice Department did not enforce the pledges. So we had the same thing. Now, this Supreme Court says you have to the Justice Department, you have to enforce the votes of the public. So this, in my mind, gets us closer to having one person, one vote. I don't give a damn whether the people in Congress agree or disagree with it. I'm sending them there to do my work. You're getting paid to do my work, not the work of your own rogue ideas. You know, you want to do that, go, you know, work somewhere else. You are there, representative form of, we're not a democracy. We are a representative form of government. And that means the people who are there represent the will of the majority of the people in their district. Not in the state, but in their district. And if you're not doing that, you should get booted. I think there's a lot of that, you know, that really sort of requires or begs the question, Victoria, about people getting out to vote. Always on people think they've done their job if they vote in presidential elections once every 4 years, when in fact that's not the case. But it's the only case where your vote may not count if more people vote one way than another and it's not your way, then your vote basically doesn't count. And that's something I resent the hell out of, frankly.
Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead.
Does this mean that Hillary Clinton and Al Gore would both have been president if this law had been enforced?
It means that the electoral, the varying, I don't remember how close it was with Hillary or with, in Gore's case, probably,
Hillary won by like 2 million votes.
More, closer to three.
Right, and, right, right,
and,
yeah.
But Gore was not that. Gore and Bush were much closer.
That was closer, yeah.
The total vote. So I don't know that.
I guess it still depends on which state, right? Because there's
I don't know about that. The states where there is tough competition and the vote is close, see, that means that the people who, if the vote, it doesn't discount the importance of one man, one vote. Which we have in every other election. You can't win any electoral seat, whether it's for the mayor, whether it's city council, whether it's selectmen, whether it's a local judge, whether it's a statewide office for governor, whether it's for Congress, whether it's for Senate. Those people win only because they get the most individual votes. With the president, it's not that way. And I think we're closer to that with this Supreme Court decision and putting teeth into it so that it must be the people, you know, the majority of people. But well, why should my vote not count for president? Why, huh? That's outrageous, frankly. And that part of it hasn't been decided. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Good your sound of Charlie Daniels, the Charlie Daniels Band, in the music portion of this hour of the DJV show. Devil Went Down to Georgia, one of his most popular songs. He's dead. Charlie Daniels died at the age of 83. I'm finding this. There's some about Charlie Daniels.
I didn't know he was ill.
Wrap around. I didn't either.
Because I feel like we just, wasn't it just Memorial? Wasn't it just Memorial? Oh, he had a stroke. Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't it just Memorial Day that he did a big concert for the veterans?
I think you're right. Yep.
Yeah,
he'd been closely associated with those sorts of events and veterans, people in uniform, that sort of thing. He passed away yesterday. His body was escorted by the police to the funeral home. A country music hall of fame inductee, Grand Ole Opry alumnus, came from North Carolina but moved to Nashville, played on records with Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, Ringo Starr. He was quite a fiddle player. That's quite a violin. Is in country music and referred to as a fiddle, and everything else, everybody else refers to as a violin. But there, he brought in, because he was so good on the fiddle, and you can listen to it here. Crank this up a little bit. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. The violin really became an important part of what we know as Southern rock, and not necessarily country. This song, Devil Went Down to Georgia, is from 1979, but it's still a very important, it's a rock. If you listen to classic rock stations, this gets played a lot. If you listen to country stations, it gets the old classic country stations, it's played a lot. On his own, personally, he's raised or helped to raise millions of dollars for veterans through his own efforts and partnerships over the years. He established a Charlie and Hazel Daniels Veterans and Military Family Center at Middle Tennessee State University. So it's kind of sad. Another icon of the music world has disappeared. So it's kind of, I don't know. It's troubling. It really is. Maybe I'm just looking at all these people, some of my contemporaries, although he's 10 years older than me. It's the end of an era, frankly, I would think. A lot of people will see it that way or sense that it is. Charlie Dan was passing away at the age of 83 from a stroke. Coming up on 26 past the hour, I'm going to have to let you tell the Garth Brooks story because I don't have it correctly here in front of me. So where are we going with Garth Brooks, Victoria?
Well, Garth and Trisha Yearwood, his wife, they've had to postpone their Facebook concert that was scheduled for tonight, as well as their Inside Studio G for 2 weeks, as they're quarantining now because they've been exposed to the coronavirus. And so Garth issued a statement saying, while Garth and Trisha are fine, the entire camp has been exposed to the COVID-19 virus, and to be smart, they are quarantining for 2 weeks, and they thank everyone for their concern. Garth also updated the news across his social media channels. Now, he streams Inside Studio G from Facebook Live, and he's been doing that for a couple years, and it's a very popular thing for his fans. And so that has now been postponed as well. So as soon as they can safely get up and running again and do their performances with their band and with their group that they're traveling with, then they're going to announce the new dates. Garth, I don't know if Trisha is involved, but Garth is doing a drive-in show.
Is he?
Coming up, yeah, and it's like $100 for the car, and four people are allowed in the car.
Yeah, yeah. I think
which is a really good deal, $25 to see Garth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And those drive-in shows are becoming more and more popular.
They are. I'd like to have one on my farm. If the good Lord be willing and the creek don't rise. Those are, it is, you know, back and forth on this thing with COVID. Destructing it is. It's become very destructive in lots of ways. And I'm still wondering out loud whether it ought to be as destructive as it is, frankly. Discussion for later on, because now it's 28 past the hour here on the DJV program. Down under that water,
just come up. Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says negotiations with the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and lawmakers continue when it comes for another coronavirus stimulus package. Here's White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
I fully expect that he will lead the charge coming up in probably the second or third week of July as we try to address what the real needs are.
Meadows also talking to reporters about another issue, saying he had taken a hard look at the reports of Russia paying bounties for the deaths of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and he says the information was not actionable. He also says the New York Times report about President Trump not having been briefed on it was unreliable and not substantiated. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
More than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations have now sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling for the league to force the Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates, and it demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos. The Redskins have launched a thorough review of its name. President Donald Trump is against rebranding the Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians. Trump tweeted, "They name teams out of strength, not weakness, but now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names just to be politically correct." And after Nike pulled all Redskins merchandise off their website this weekend, Walmart, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, and others have pulled all merchandise in stores and online. A white woman who called police during a videotaped dispute with a black man over her walking her dog without a leash in Central Park was charged officially with filing a false police report. In May, Amy Cooper drew widespread condemnation and was fired from her job after frantically calling 911 to claim she was being threatened by an African-American man, birdwatcher Christian Cooper.
"Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
There is an African-American man fighting in Central Park. He's recording me, threatening myself and my dog."
Cooper's attorney said Cooper would fight the charge. His client, he said, has already lost her livelihood and her public life, and now potentially her freedom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 34 at the hour. It's a Tuesday, the 7th of July, so end of the first full week on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is not able to connect. That's the wonders of our world. The connected world is not always so connected. You listen to these ads on, well, we'll give you more of this and more of that. Speed is faster, more reliable. You know what bunch of crap that is? And this is in the city of Los Angeles, California, the second most populated area in our country, and they can't get it right. And yet they're charging the outrage. This is part of what ought to be the work of our representative form of government, dealing with how our patrons, if you will, the citizens, get screwed by these big companies over and over and over again, Victoria. It's pretty, you know, they say we have choices. Well, you and I may have choices, but if you're in the middle of nowhere, you don't have many choices. And yet you're expected to keep up with what's going on And people even get incensed when you don't know what's going on because there's no connection. Well, how long do you know? You don't know how to do that? Well, you can. Yesterday afternoon, we had a partners meeting, my outfit, the group that is working on the farm, and I happened to be on a tractor in the middle of a field, but I wasn't, I was in a town that was, you know, a couple of towns from here. It's a very technical town. They have a lot of technical offices and businesses there. And in this field, which was pretty close to a big development, I couldn't get service. We couldn't have a connected call because there wasn't enough service for us to have to maintain a connection. And wow. That kind of, but yet we're paying all this money every month. I pay $270 a month for the service that I get to my home, and I pay $240 a month for the Fios, not for Fios, but for the Verizon cell phones and tablets and all that other stuff. They have no goodwill with me, let's put it that way. And I'm betting with most of the people who are listening to this program, the same thing.
Yeah.
Have we figured out yet the, I wanted to go back just for a moment to the Electoral College thing and what all of this means, what Justice Kagan wrote. She said the Constitution gives states far-reaching authority over choosing presidential electors. That includes the power to set conditions on an elector's appointment. That is to say, the elector must do for the appointment what the voters want to have done, the majority of the voters. But it does not address the one-person, one-vote rule. It doesn't. It just makes sure that if the majority of people voting in that state say they want whoever the candidate is, then that elector has to vote for it no matter what. You can't go out on whatever.
You can't go rogue. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. So that seems to be that circumstance. Now, the Supreme Court also, in the case of the Keystone Oil Pipeline, this is keeping that lower court ruling that blocked a key permit for the project. I don't understand. I guess I don't understand what they've done here. This is for those of you who are listening to our station in Billings, Montana. You're probably pretty much on top of this. It's a Canadian company that needs a permit to continue building the pipeline that starts in Canada and goes across the United States. And so there are rivers and streams. This is the same sort of thing that happened in the Indian, when was this, 2 or 3 years ago, on the reservation. Remember mm-hmm. when we got all worked up about
yep.
that?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, the delay continues. Now, it isn't just Keystone apparently is affected by this, but 70 other pipeline projects. Do you realize how many pipelines there are in this country? Most people don't pay any attention to it. Every once in a while we hear about a pipeline, a new pipeline, but there are hundreds.
Or when one explodes.
Yeah, right, exactly. I haven't been too mm-hmm. much of that lately. But the oil business says this is going to add $2 billion in costs. What they don't seem to get is that this form of energy is like the dinosaur. Like it or not, in 10, 12, 14 years, at least most of the cars are not going to be powered by gasoline. The electric plants are going to be powered by probably some of the stuff that comes out of the ground. And so that's the conundrum there. That's also, there's a bit of hypocrisy in the way they sell those cars. Well, it's an all-electric car. Well, how do you get the power to run the all-electric car? It doesn't come, electricity is not just, it doesn't come from the stars. You got to create it somehow. And if you're not using oil or coal or gas or whatever it is, you got to find something else, whether it's solar power.
Well, wind, yeah, wind and solar.
I think that we miss the boat with water power. We used to have a lot of hydroelectric plants, and I don't know why they went away. If you look at the Hoover Dam, for example, as an example, locally, we all had them. Our local electric companies in the old days all were powered by water, not by oil. They were powered by water. And why did that stop? I've never quite figured that out.
I don't know. I know New Jersey just passed, at this point, it's the largest wind project that's right off, because, you know, the entire coast of New Jersey is, like, well, the entire state is on the coast, so there'll be wind farms off the coast of New Jersey that are going to start to be built. And
so
there's,
will you be able to see them? You're on the coast. Will you be able to see them, or are they going to be out 20 or 30 miles?
Yeah, I think they're going to be further out. Mm-hmm. But that's also, like, the Tesla factory, there's one in, I want to say, California, and I know there's one in North Carolina,
yes,
where their headquarters are. That's, that factory, Elon Musk made sure that that was something that was important to him, so the factory itself is powered by solar and wind. So in order to make those electric batteries and everything, he's still using all clean energy, which is a really great advancement. And I think we're going to see that happening more and more. And wind is cheap. Wind is free, you know. So it's in terms of supply, once you get your infrastructure going. So I think it's a great thing. I think, didn't you say Massachusetts last year was doing a wind farm?
They were supposed to be off the coast when Ted Kennedy was alive, because he could see it from his house in Hyannis. It got killed. But now that he's gone, there are more and more efforts to build on the coast, along the coast of Massachusetts, out on the Cape, these windmills that are, again, very practical. And if you can't see them, I mean, what the heck? In California, one of the most, quote-unquote, progressive states in the country, they got oil rigs up and down the coast from Santa Barbara north and south. So you drive up the Pacific Coast Highway, when you look to the left out in the Pacific, you see plenty of those drilling rigs. So why, if you're going to have those rigs, why can't we have solar? Why can't we have wind power? Why can't we have windmills up there? If there are oil rigs, then let's have some windmills as well. Yeah. All right, what's the update on Amy Cooper? Will you explain who she is and what the situation is?
Well, Amy Cooper's the white woman who made national news in Central Park in New York City when she called the police and filmed the black bird watcher, whose name was Christian Cooper, no relation at all between the two, and he asked her to put the dog leash back on her dog, which all New Yorkers, I am one, we all know, and we are dog owners, you cannot have your dog off the leash in any part of New York, of Central Park. So he politely asked her, this is all on video, which went viral, he politely asks her to leash her dog. She didn't take kindly to that. She called the police and said an African-American man was threatening her and her dog. So now it turns out that once the video went viral, and essentially Christian Cooper is mostly silent in the video. He's a bird watcher. He was in part of the Bramble, which has a lot of different bird species in the park. She has now been made an example of. And so the Manhattan District Attorney said that she will be prosecuted for basically for a false report. And so they said that at this time, I would like to encourage anyone who has been the target of false reporting to contact our office. We are strongly committed to holding perpetrators of this conduct accountable. That came from D.A. Cyrus Vance.
It's the Karen Law.
Yes, essentially.
Karen rule. Yeah.
Yeah. She's one of the original Karens. Yeah. So she is set for an arraignment October 14th. And she's issued her apology and blah, blah, blah. But clearly, you know, in the moment, she didn't like to be told what to do. And this innocent person standing there, just, you know, could have been arrested for, and it was her word against his, except that she was smart and dumb enough to film it. Luckily, she filmed it because, you know, who knows what would have happened if the cops showed up and saw a black man standing there and a white woman freaking out and frantically saying that he was threatening her when he wasn't. So, and we know how those stories go. They don't end up well for the black man in this country right now.
Well, here's a story.
The police.
That occurred on July 4th in Bloomington, Indiana. Whether you've heard much about this yet or not, this will become more of the story. A black man was pinned to a tree by a group of white men who attacked him. They were all drunk, apparently, on the 4th of July, and they attempted to lynch him. And so there's this all on video. There were five white men with Confederate flags who threatened to lynch this guy in front of any number of people. They were completely drunk, inebriated, and you wonder whether the alcohol speaks the truth. Is that really what they encountered this guy in a park? Or I'm not even sure where it was. He posted this on his Facebook page. There were shouts of get a noose and white power, waving the flag around, and pictures of these guys naked. They look like morons to begin with. And that sounds, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry at all. They look like morons. You know, you can tell that look on people. Indiana Department of Natural Resources officers who responded to the scene declined to interview any of the witnesses who offered to share the video of Booker being held against the tree. So what does that tell you about the authorities there? Something else. It's just
they don't want the truth either.
Yeah, one on top of another. Ricky Smiley, who's a radio host, I don't even know who he is or not. He sort of replaced Tom Joyner in a syndicated morning program around the country. His daughter got shot in Houston over the weekend on the way to just get something to eat. It's like this is Texas, and it's target practice time.
It's horrible.
The police said there were three men and a woman who were injured. They were all together. Somebody opened fire at an intersection on this car full of black people. And there was a woman in another car who was hit by a stray bullet. The gunman hasn't been caught. Good God. How can we be considered a modern country or a country that has a credibility when this kind of stuff's going on? Not to say that it isn't happening elsewhere, but how is it that the human condition has gotten to the point where this kind of stuff goes on? It's beyond me, frankly. It really is. So, all right, so that's that update. Today, I don't know whether this is even... You know, somebody's going to take this the wrong way, too. It's International Chocolate Day. You know,
why would someone take that the wrong way?
Because a lot of times in my experience in my life, black people have been referred to as chocolate. That's why.
Well, I think you'd have to be pretty racist to even think about that right now.
Well,
you know, we're talking about food. It's chocolate.
I know. You'd like to think that that was the case. So we'll continue on. International Chocolate Day, as some accounts say, today is the anniversary when chocolate was introduced in Europe back in 1550. Comes from the bean, the cacao bean. The word chocolate itself comes from the Spanish, stems from the Aztec word chocolate, which means bitter water. Because, you know, pure cacao, pure chocolate is bitter. When you have dark chocolate that's closer to real chocolate, it's bitter. So I like milk chocolate better. And the Aztecs pounded the cacao bean, drank them without adding any sugar. They thought the beans came from the gods. Hernando Cortez brought coca beans back to Spain. Chocolate drink that included sugar became popular right away. The word chocolate first appeared in print in England in 1604. Later in the 18th century, a chocolate drink became fashionable all over Europe. It became manufactured in what would become the U.S. in 1765. And then hardened chocolate candy bars started to be sold in 1842 by the Cadbury Company in England. Chocolate creams, you know, the sugar cream centers, the soft, yummy ones, first eaten in the Americas in the 1860s. Milk chocolate, first made by the Swiss in 1875. A fellow named Daniel Peter added his chocolate to the newly discovered sweetened condensed milk of Henry Nestle and became popular in America and Europe. Milton Hershey, who had been in the candy business since the age of 14, been quite successful with his Lancaster Caramel Company down in Pennsylvania, enamored by the chocolate making he saw at the Columbian Exposition in Chicago in 1893, especially the making of milk chocolate. And so Mr. Hershey made the first milk chocolate bar in 1900. Hershey's factory in Derry Township, Pennsylvania, was in operation, and the Hershey Candy Company is an important part of the economy of that part of Pennsylvania still. So you get, you sort of put a story behind a name, Nestle and Hershey. That's pretty interesting. I think pretty compelling. All right, so let's see. Television. Is TV on tonight?
So there's a brand new episode of Deadliest Catch on Discovery at 8. And the new show, The Secret, The Celebrities.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Facebook and Google and Twitter will not give Hong Kong authorities user data. That's interesting as we continue to look at the developments in Hong Kong and how technology affects it. Victoria Keelan has that update for us.
Yeah, some of the world's major internet and social media platforms have all banded together, and they say they will stop processing requests for user data made by Hong Kong law enforcement authorities while they're carrying out an assessment of the new controversial security law that was imposed by China on Hong Kong. We talked about that last week a lot here. Facebook and its messaging app said that they are going to pause the review of information requests pending further assessment of the impact that this national security law will have, and including the human rights issues that are coming from this. Facebook said that they believe that freedom of expression is a fundamental human right, and they support the right of the people of Hong Kong to express themselves without fear of repercussions. Twitter confirmed that it also is pausing all requests from Hong Kong authorities. They are no longer sharing any data or information. They're also reviewing this new law. Google says that when the law took effect, they paused production immediately on any new data requests coming from Hong Kong. So essentially what this new law does, this quote-unquote national security law that China has imposed on Hong Kong, it criminalizes secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign powers. Essentially, it's very vague language that means if you say anything negative about China, then you can be arrested, you can be thrown in jail for the rest of your life. And so people in Hong Kong right now are rightfully so. They are equal parts afraid and rebelling at the same time. There's even a poster that's a popular slogan, Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times. If that poster is even seen or that slogan is seen anywhere, you can be charged under this new law and be thrown in jail for the rest of your life, even if the poster isn't yours. And that's something that controversially happened last week. They started making arrests. So citizens in Hong Kong were running around and tearing down these posters that said Liberate Hong Kong because they didn't want to be arrested, you know, guilt by association. But the Hong Kong police are just essentially doing sweeps of the streets, and they're arresting anybody that for really no cause. And so unless you pay a huge fine to get out of prison, then you could be stuck there forever. And there's nothing that anyone can do about it. So WhatsApp, here's the thing. A lot of people like to use WhatsApp. I don't know why. This is a security nightmare. Anybody who uses WhatsApp, and most famously, Jared Kushner was communicating with Mohammed bin Salman, the Saudi prince, and they use WhatsApp to communicate with each other. I don't know why they're doing that. They both have access to encrypted messaging systems, but for whatever reason, they use WhatsApp. WhatsApp is the only social media company and messaging service out of this whole group of people that is still staying in China. They're in Hong Kong. They are owned by the Chinese government, and they're ratting people out. So anyone who says anything negative against China on WhatsApp, look out, because you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life. It is an absolute security nightmare. There is no safe data. Everything that you put on that app, you are vulnerable. So this is just the state of where we are now with Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Here's the state of sci-fi memorabilia. A lot of it up for auction. Let's find out where.
The Geek Out. Memorabilia from Hollywood goes up for sale all the time, and later this month, a truly iconic item from sci-fi is going on the auction block. A spacesuit from the groundbreaking 1968 film 2001 A Space Odyssey will go up for sale and is expected to find a new home after somebody ponies up as much as $300,000. Now, the suit's important not only because it's believed to be the one worn in the key scene where HAL 9000 is destroyed, but because Stanley Kubrick is thought to have thrown everything out from the movie after it was shot. Now, if you've never seen 2001, you really should, because it's super weird and probably won't make a lot of sense, but it was recently remastered in 4K and is definitely worth seeing or a rewatch.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, Uber has just bought something. What are they spending, and what are they buying?
Uber is spending a lot of money to buy Postmates, $2.65 billion to be exact. And that's less than a month after they've tried and failed to buy Grubhub. They decided that Postmates was going to be a really good match for them. Mostly they said they considered it because Postmates has been sort of a pioneer in the on-demand delivery industry. It is one of the smaller companies, though. It was first, but it still only has 8% of meal delivery sales. So DoorDash has 44%, but they missed out on that one.
Wow. All right, that's pretty amazing. There's that kind of business there. That blows my mind, actually.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.